Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How are you?
Here's what I tell everyone.
New poll number out.
Born by God's dear grace.
I'm curious if our listeners agree with it.
In an extraordinary place.
Democrats now, but by a majority.
Stripes,
barely, but it's a majority.
An eagle flies.
Do not want Joe Biden to run for re-election. That's not pretty.
Happiness ain't ours.
Now think about, contrast that with Donald Trump at this point in his presidency.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number was, but Republicans probably were at 80% that wanted him to run for re-election. I mean, Liz Cheney and four of her friends didn't, but otherwise,
yeah. Right.
And now you've got 27% of voters overall that want Biden to run again. That's when you include independents and Republicans. But Democrats are now less than a majority that want him to run for re-election. This is going to be interesting to watch, isn't it? I don't think...
more than.
I don't think we're going to get to the midterms before Biden says he's not going to run again in hopes they mitigate the disaster that is coming in November. What do you think of that prediction?
I agree with it. I don't think he's going to make it to 2024. Not only will he not run, he won't be campaigning for anything. And they have no bench. So what I'm most intrigued to see is who's going to come out of this.
Maybe. Yeah. What about Miss Word Salad?
Which one? Oh, Kamala?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a whole team of them.
Yeah.
She would not be it.
She's the border czar. I'd love to see her be impeached.
Yeah.
If for no other reason, just for the border. You want a number on what could be used?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the amount of terrorists that we have apprehended? These are people on a terrorist watch list.
Yep. We had Tom Holman clip on this morning on the local show.
He's the best of the best.
Yep. Regular? 2 million plus people encounters. This year alone.
Yeah, that's encounters in
that's
total
encounters.
People.
Yeah,
I'm talking about bona fide terrorists.
56.
56 in fiscal year 2022.
Those are the ones they got.
The latest month where stats are available, there were six in June. Last month, six terrorists caught. And again, how do you know they're a terrorist, Scott? They're on a terrorist watch list. We wouldn't let them fly in the United States of America. And let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. Why might they be coming across the border? Isn't that special? They might not be coming here for a vacation in Texas, California, Arizona. No, I think they're here to do us some significant harm. Six of them in June on a terrorist watch list. 56 for this fiscal year so far of 2022. Now, if that isn't an impeachable offense, I don't know what is. Because don't you raise your hand and say, I promise to...
Yeah, there is that. The whole oath of office deal, yeah.
Defend the foreign and domestic, the whole promise? I don't know. Todd, are we crazy? We lost our minds, sir?
Well, I mean, we're all going crazy. How can you not be crazy? But
So I just think this train wreck It needs some kind of a reboot where, I don't know, they're going to acknowledge something with Biden to say, you know what, maybe it's just time for me to get off the... and then he can be Joe Hero here.
But then you're back to then who?
Well,
right.
Yeah. Now
that's the problem.
This is a debate over who runs in 2024. See, it would take a little bit of the heat off.
Yeah.
And it can't be her, because I think if Republicans take back control of the House, they should impeach her. In my mind, I mean,
ugh.
Just come on. Let's just let's wake up and smell the coffee.
The line of the week was John Kennedy last week.
The president is about as popular as cholera.
As what?
As cholera.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even understand him. That Louisiana Cajun.
Is about as popular as cholera.
Cholera. That is the famous John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana with the Cajun drawl and all. Right there. He's a one-man quote machine there. He should be a stand-up comedian. Can you imagine him just... somebody should do that for charity or something. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Somebody text, not to mention, according to Amnesty International, over 60% of the women and young girls who are crossing at the border are getting raped.
Trafficked. Yeah.
The policies of this administration mean that 60% of women and young girls are being raped.
Where's AOC and that whole tribe with their kids? Remember the white pantsuit and the parking lot and the tiers and the cages and the fencing? Where are they now? Where's that?
I believe this one issue alone.
White pantsuit Hillary.
Not go there. Questioning the attire of...
I'm just
Hillary,
saying.
The feminazis will be coming for you. That's all I'm saying, Todd.
You can always go back to Hillary.
Yeah.
He's still there.
The white pantsuit. Remember that protest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Great congressional moments, you know? Great congressional moments. Wow. I think we've walked those hard halls.
Sorry to throw you guys off track there, but.
No, that's all right. On the program today, we have open phone time for most of this hour, so you can call us and tell us whatever you'd like. I am looking forward to being in Trenton, North Dakota tomorrow. Newtown, North Dakota on Wednesday. I'm going to go up to the Stanley and check out the North Dakota Truck Wash, which is awesome for you truckers. And then Thursday, head to White Shield, North Dakota.
Wow.
Because this is the week for Bach and Rock's Cook Fest. Uh-huh, that's what I'm talking about. Who's going to be joining me? Now, let me just give you a little idea what happens. First of all, Tuesday and Thursday, 2 o'clock, they have what they call the Bakken Basics Education Session. I will be on the road again, and I'm looking forward to it very much. That'll be at the Tysa
Building.
Be at the Tysa Building.
I'm slipping.
In Trenton tomorrow. And when they talk Bakken Basics Education Session, it's not like, okay, there's oil in the rock, and then we pull the oil from the rock out. It is, where's this today? Where is it going? What are the new technologies? Where does hydrogen fit in here? How about carbon capture and reutilization? How does that happen? When will it happen by? The lineup of experts is phenomenal, led by the world-class Kathy Nesset from Nesset in Tioga, who is... a walking wealth of information. I call her the godmother of the Bakken because she's just, well, she's motherly, but she is wicked smart. Just a wonderful lady.
Would she agree that the actions of the Biden administration haven't had any effect on gas prices?
Oh, no.
The president's office doesn't, it's negligible.
Is that right?
I got told over the weekend. And he doesn't control it. It's negligible, if anything.
Well, you can't say that they have no influence over it at a time when you are doing what they've done to cancel pipelines, to take federal lands off limits. And by the way, the big one, they talk about leases. There's a permit with every lease, multiple permits. You say, okay, you've got a lease here. I want to drill there. Will you approve my permit? They have a backlog like of 9,000 permits they've not approved. You only do that if you're trying to get the desired outcome of a painful transition.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree.
So, and they've done the exact opposite in how you could fix it, because you should unleash American energy. You should unleash it. That's what you should do. Anyway, these sessions are really good. 2 tomorrow in Trenton, two on Thursday in White Shield. Take them in. Make the drive. Take this in. Now, you want a little fun? Barbecue, live music, Bill Falcon, and the Good Medicine Band in Trenton. And the Trenton Lake Recreation Area, south of Highway 1804 on 45th Street Northwest is where that will take place. Thursday, same thing in White Shield. The education session at the Ralph Wells Junior Community Center on Warrior Street, which I understand is phenomenal. Then barbecue, live music by ReRide, games and activities for kids, all at the Bald Diamond parking lot on the corner of Sanish Avenue and Warrior Street, White Shield, North Dakota. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us later today for a preview of all that. Peter Navarro will be here next hour. He's written a book called Taking Back Trump's America. It's a bestseller now. Peter was one of those advisors that was just in the middle of about everything. But what I appreciate most about him was the whole America First agenda. And certainly on the energy side, we can talk a little bit about that today or anything else you'd like. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind today. All right? 800-228-0550. Text us 237-1590. 701-237-1590.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petro Serve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3.25-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks, 2 for $4. And any size, coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petro Serve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guess who's off to Norway? Carol Juven.
She going back?
They leave today.
Wow.
44th annual Norway luxury tour, as a matter of fact. They're heading out.
Oh, that's why I'm not on. It's a luxury tour. You can't have me on those.
Luxury tour, Todd. This is highbrow.
Let me know when the Commoners tour happens. And I'll get ready.
That's
for
my
it
tour. That's the
yeah,
Scott Hinnon
exactly
tour.
Exactly.
Have to come on that next year. Exactly right. Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. I love the folks at Patriot Mobile because every month I can feel good about sending that payment to the good folks at Patriot Mobile because it is a challenging time right now. And important to support companies and organizations that share our values. My favorite part about Patriot Mobile, not only do they share our values, it's not like woke Verizon or AT&T or Sprint. And I do mean woke. Just check into how they spend their money. Somebody told me Verizon is even doing the abortion tourism thing. You live in North Dakota?
What?
You're an employee here? So where can we send you? We'll give you a stipend. We'll fly you to Minneapolis, you know. This is the stuff they do. This is how they think. So Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, they actually do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations like religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Is it a hassle to change? It can be. I get it. But you know what? It's worth it. And they have all U.S.-based customer support team. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Is this Alice on line one? Hi, Alice. Alice, where are you calling from?
It's Mark.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, I just want to say when Trump left office, millions were unemployed. Businesses were shut down. Schools were shut down. Oil companies went broke. And guess what? You need to grow up and talk decent once. You know what? You talk like a little grade schooler kid that was had no friends.
Ah! Drop it. Dump. Yeah. Yeah, the anger there is rather prevalent. She called me a sick MF at the end of the commentary there. Does anybody agree with her? Did she describe accurately the Trump era? Was there a pandemic?
You don't speak like a child either. Good grief.
Interesting. Look, I welcome all opinions. And you can agree or disagree with Alice. Might be a good day for you to say, Scott, you know, I wouldn't say it like Alice,
so
said, but I kind of agree with you there. Can I finish your
sentence? Yeah.
So if you have a viewpoint that is similar to hers, maybe you would say it a little more tactfully, please call. Please call. That's this show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. We honestly want to have opinions that disagree with us. Now, you can't say you're a sick MF. That will get you bounced from the program and banned from the program in the future if Daniel recognizes who's calling. But, guys, I don't think that Alice is adequately described. Now, first of all, did oil companies go broke? Yes. Why did they go broke? Because oil went to zero because the government shut this country down. That wasn't on Donald Trump. Donald Trump wasn't the one saying, shut the country down, stop commerce. He was the one battling to say, let's, and by the way, our guest next hour, Peter Navarro, was right in the middle of this. How do we get this supply chain so we have the things we need to protect people so we can keep this economy going? Because you shut down the economy and everything gets worse. Ask healthcare professionals. People were so scared they didn't go get regular appointments to have their heart checked on or, you know, and then after the pandemic, because they've been scared, not going to any. Now all this backlog happens and people lost their lives as a result of it. Donald Trump didn't wait for the magic wand to say, let's do all that. It was the hand he was dealt. So I don't think the review of history is very clear in Alice's head. You tell me if you differ, 701, or if you agree, 258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590.
I think her argument or her point was going to be, well, it was bad under Trump, too. And I look back at, you know, affordable gas, energy independence, getting to a secure border, inflation not at 40-year record highs. And I just you might not like the guy, but, boy, the policies were sure pretty solid.
Yeah, but those tweets.
Yeah, there's that. Yep.
We can't have that. I mean, at least now the tweets are cleaned up. I mean, gas is a little high, but the tweets are better.
Do you think the his mean tweets were awful crowd has shrunk now, given what we've endured here the last year and a half?
Oh, I absolutely. Yeah.
If you were in the I don't like his behavior and the mean tweet side, and then come around, let us know. Andy's on the road. Where are you at, Andy?
A little bit north of Edgeley.
North
doing
of Edgeley.
Job keeping America moving.
God bless you. Why'd you call today?
Hey, somebody's got to do this. I wanted to briefly talk about that unfortunate accident on I-94 westbound in Moorhead on Friday afternoon. And I'm probably not alone in this opinion, but that east and west, that is one of the most poorly marked, poorly signed construction areas I've ever driven through, and I've driven through plenty of them. I'm based out of Fargo. I will often go in and out east and west on Moorhead, you know, on I-94 in Moorhead. And it's just bizarre world how poorly there's a, at first there was one sign going eastbound saying lane closed ahead. And that's an odd intersection there at 8th Street in Moorhead where one lane just is an exit, but it doesn't end at the exit. It's never marked exit only. But that's neither. That's not about this. I'm just saying that whoever that construction company is or whatever vendor that is, or if it's on the DOT for them not making them do a better job, they got something to think about.
So, for folks that are not aware of that accident, what happened?
I drove past it maybe about a half hour or so after it happened. It looked like some kind of vehicle. They're saying it's an SUV. It was unrecognizable. Got squished between two trucks. Probably a truck rear-ended it, or he rear-ended the truck in front, and then he got hit from behind. He or she got hit from behind again. But it was a double fatality.
I knew that. Yeah, I did. I didn't remember all the particulars of it. But you're saying
I'm going by radio news. What I heard on the radio and saw on a local news website. But I'm saying that there should be way better signage. East of Moorhead, there are two info boards that can change all the time. You know, saying, you know, whatever, caution, ice on the road, or caution, zombie alert. Sometimes they get hacked, you know, zombie alert. Anyway, I don't mean to make light, but those two were, all it said was crash ahead. And they could be utilized in this thing, you know, miles ahead. Hey, left lane closed, 2 miles ahead, you know, something like that.
Sure.
None of this, no orange signs, those weren't being used.
You're saying after the accident, it could have been better signed. And obviously, if you're following too closely, these tragedies can happen. It's an awful situation with two semis. I get you. We'll do a little digging to find out who's in charge of the signage out there, though, Andy. I appreciate the tip from an experienced driver. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
When it comes to your next egg project, you'll want the best. That's why at Gateway Building Systems, we recommend Brock Solid Bins. Backed by decades of storage design and manufacturing experience, Brock Bins allow you to securely store your grain, helping you save money and maximize your profitability. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Visit us online at gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. A Texas House investigative committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident, an overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Petroserve USA. Kind of hungry on this Monday. Tired of the same old for lunch, yeah? How about this? Valley City Meatloaf or Scallop Potatoes today. Harwood Spaghetti and Meatballs. West Main Avenue, West Fargo always has one, two, possibly even three choices, and it's so good. 12th Avenue and I-29 Taco Mac. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Swedish meatballs, lasagna with garlic toast in Clinton. Ulan's great. I mean, that little cafe is just the best. The USA Cafe, they do a great job. Mac and noodles on 45th as well. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Greg, on the road, what's on your mind? You're next. 701-258-0550. Give us a ring today. Go ahead.
It's me.
This is you, Greg. What's on your mind?
Okay. Regarding that accident last Thursday, my wife and I just came. We're coming to town, and we got off of County 11, and we're just getting on the interstate and just getting up to speed, you know, watching all the cars merging into traffic. And all of a sudden, we're at a dead stop. I mean, here's two lanes of traffic stopped. And no signage. I never saw any signs coming up to it. And I can understand why that happened, you know, without any warning, and then especially merging on. But the really funny part is my wife had this little angel, a little glass angel hanging from the rearview mirror. And just before that, that thing started swinging. It was so weird that it's like it was trying to tell us something, you know. But anyway.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Help me understand, Greg. So, and the previous caller, too, I guess. So the accident had already happened, and then there was okay, the construction signage didn't tell everybody, hey, this is a construction zone. So your view is the accident happened because of just the mess there, the construction jam-up? That's why it happened, and there was poor signage that could have avoided it?
I would think that signage would have helped because we didn't see any signage. And you take two lanes of traffic at a dead stop on interstate, and people don't know, aren't aware of it. And I don't know where, maybe they were further to the east, but coming on County 11 and then heading west on interstate, it was like nothing, and all of a sudden, you know.
Wow. I love the story about the angel, by the way. I have a
it was pretty cool.
I have a St. Christopher medal in the car because I travel a lot, and you know, St. Christopher is the patron saint of travelers. So, Christopher Columbus, St. Christopher. And, boy, you need that or guardian angels or whatever you can find to avoid it. And I'm always nervous, and not that I'm perfect, but I'm always nervous when there is a lot of traffic at high speeds going so close to each other, because stuff happens, right? I mean, it's just like, oh, give the person room ahead of you, behind you, and there's so many people that just want to crowd you in traffic. Just drives me bananas. But obviously, the construction zone, it sounds like, led to this awful situation. So it's that's unfortunate, because thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. That's where the that's the job of government, right? Minnesota DOT, you ought to know better. You got I-94 through a major metropolitan area of Fargo-Moorhead, and you don't have over-the-top signage making it abundantly clear what's ahead of you? Shame on you. Fix it tomorrow. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call this morning. Say, I'm kind of worried that the damage that Joe Biden is doing, particularly to the energy sector, might be beyond the capabilities of any future administration to correct. And the reason I believe this is, if you're building a refinery or a power plant, and it's going to take you 20 or 30 years to start to realize a return on your investment, even if somebody tries to undo what Joe Biden is doing, you know, what about after the next 8 years? Somebody else can just as easily undo that with a stroke of the pen. And why would you want to invest in energy, sound energy policy, when things are that uncertain and you're never going to have any administration at your back for more than 8 years?
You're a wise person, Ryan.
There you go.
And I think, you know, this is why when Joe Biden says, come on, oil companies, come on. Come on, come on, come on. I mean, Ron Ness testified last week at the
come on, man,
Energy Subcommittee, and he had to literally brush back attacks from Democratic senators about, you oil companies got all this money, use some of the profits. Well, what about the 4 or 5 quarters where they were losing money? Where were you then? And it's just so ridiculous. Look, investors, very often teachers and, you know, law enforcement, all these different pension funds are, of course, in the market and in these stocks. What do they want? A dividend? They want a return, right? Hello? And you're saying, oh, don't give them dividends. Don't give the teachers dividends. Why? Because you want to now use these people have no sense of business. They don't have they have no idea.
Boy, spot on.
Of a profit and a loss and a P&L and anything. It's just easy to sit there from the cheap seats and rattle off what they think ought to be done. But you've nailed it, Ryan. Because if you're an investor, you're putting your money into, okay, what kind of a return am I going to get? And by the way, maybe anybody that puts money in that doesn't want a return on their investment. Hello? That's how you hire people. That's how you build things. That's how you, you know, have the equipment to drill, which is enormously expensive. And this knee-jerk Trump one way, Biden the other way is why I believe what the EPA has gotten in the way of a check from the United States Supreme Court. In my mind, the industry has to lawyer up. States have to lawyer up. And they've got to settle this once and for all and remove these pens and get it back to the way it's supposed to be. I have a constitution in my back pocket. I can't find anywhere where a president is supposed to be able to dictate this level of you know, detail related to oil and gas development. I can't find it in here.
Hey, right? Keep looking. It's still not there.
All I can find is the 10th Amendment. And you know what that says? I'll paraphrase rather than try and find it here. It says, if the founders didn't put it specifically by word into the Constitution that you have that power, you don't have the power, federal government. Remember, the states created the federal government.
Tell that to the EPA and OSHA and the rest of these agencies that continue to...
Well, we got to fix it. We got to fix it.
Fix that.
That power needs to be taken back. Challenge it in court. Take it all the way to the Supreme Court if you need to. Or we're going to live like this forever. And you're absolutely right, Ryan. Investors are going to be very leery to do anything. Right now, Harold Hamm told me this America's oil champion, Continental Resources. He told me this not all that long ago when he was up at UND. He said, Scott, we are punished if we drill more. We are punished. The market punishes us. The market doesn't want more oil. It wants us to hold steady or come slightly back. You know why? Environmental, social, governance. That's why. Because stock markets and banks are woke. They're running around scared to death. And sadly, a lot of these companies wouldn't have a workforce if they fought some of this stuff. People would leave. This is why I applaud Continental Resources, who recently said, hey, things are going pretty good for us in the stock market right now. We're out of here. We're going to go private. We're going to buy out our shareholders, and we're going to take this thing private. And they've got an offer before their shareholders right now. It's easier when you're Continental because I think the Ham family has like 80% of the stock or something. 70-some percent, I forget the number, but a large, large percentage of the stock.
All I know is when supply exceeds demand, the price goes down. And we don't seem to be getting much done on the supply side.
Well, this was
meanwhile, the demand...
Let's go into Ryan's point.
Exactly.
This is being done by design.
I learned that in eighth grade, by the way. Eighth grade economics.
They know it, too.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to use the moment to say, hey, this is the oil companies and all their money, and they just won't drill. And meanwhile, where do you refine it? Why do you have all these regulations? California has like 19 different flavors of fuel. Try doing that at a refinery. We just got to get out of this stupidity and stop over-regulating refineries and just unshackle this industry. American first. We're talking about Peter Navarro next hour.
I'm going to say Chinese. English.
What do you mean, Ryan?
I'm sorry, Scott. I didn't realize I was back on. No, all I can add to that is a perfect example of this sort of thing happening was back when Jimmy Carter was president, and he shut down the development of breeder reactors. The first day in office, first day that Reagan was in office, he rescinded Carter's executive order, but the reason that we had the Yucca Flats controversy and we're wondering what to do with our nuclear waste now is because of what Carter did. Nobody wants to try to develop breeder reactors because there's no guarantee of a return on investment. And we're just, history might not repeat itself, but in this instance, it certainly rhymes.
Every Democrat needs prosperity 101. Everything you want to provide for your subjects, Democrats, those that you believe rely on you and but for you and government would not be able to operate, gets better when the free market operates unshackled from all of these onerous restraints. I mean, obviously, you're going to have clean water, clean air rules. I get all that, although, again, it should be up to the states. I think the federal government cares more about clean air and clean water than somebody in South Dakota. Aberdeen, South Dakota, I don't think so. Ryan, great points. Appreciate it. Texture says our lib friends need to check out comedian Jim Brewer. Somebody had to say it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Special for free on their Haven YouTube. Perfectly and hilariously illustrates how regular health care was log-jammed due to COVID and everything else related to our woke society.
Have you seen it yet? Oh, you're going to love it. You got to watch it.
I will.
Yep. Jim Brewer's epic. Yeah.
Jim Brewer, yes, somebody had to say it.
Yep.
I love that. Somebody had to say it. There, I said it. Let's see here. Texter says that last caller just made Alice's head explode with the angel story. Pretty nice. Good. Pretty good. Yep, I love it, I love it. Texter says, I drove through the construction zone twice in the afternoon, didn't see anybody working or any sign of work being done. Come on, get with it. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Keep the texts and calls coming. We love it.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Texter says the FCC needs to put Alice in chains.
See what they did there. I see what they did there.
All week, yeah. Somebody else said that too much CNN for Alice. Another texter says, Scott, do you realize these people who cannot control their mouth and emotions is the Ritalin generation? They couldn't control themselves in school. Now they're out in the open public and still can't control themselves, says Gail.
So good. Did you say Alice in Chains?
Oh, we knew you were going to do this to us. Yeah, exactly right. All right, there we go. I love it. I love it. I love it. Call us 701-258-0550. Text us 701-237-1590. I do a segment called Car Talk for our KTGO Bakken affiliate, 1090 on the radio and 92.7, every day with Drew from Williston Auto. And I've learned so much about the ebbs and flows of, really, it's kind of a post-COVID thing and a supply chain thing. We're going to talk with Peter Navarro next hour from the Donald Trump world on supply chains and what more can be done and, you know, just what happened as a result of COVID. But the dramatic impact has been in used car prices because, of course, new car production is slowed and supply chains and chips and everything are going on. So fascinating enough, I thought I'd ask Drew to be on the statewide show and just talk a little bit about this and how they're handling the situation at Williston Auto. So welcome to another Car Talk, Drew and the crew from Williston Auto here to talk about it today. How are you, Drew?
Doing great, Scott. Hey, I did want to mention a little safety tip. As hot as the weather is, you know, at 90 degrees, the inside of that vehicle in a short period of time can get up to over 170. So, folks, please check those back seats. We always get busy, and it's possible to forget about the little ones back there or the pets. And, you know, we lost over 53 children the last couple of years, Scott, because of heat exhaustion in vehicles. So please keep that in mind. And then also, as hot as it is, you know, your fluids in that vehicle are very important, whether it's antifreeze or brake fluid. Even your battery can get zapped in this heat, Scott. So little vehicle maintenance will help you stay safe on the road.
Yeah, I saw a sign the other day. Somebody had a dog in the car, and they put a sign on the car and said, "Hey, my dog, you know, Rover is in the car, and the air conditioning's on, and he's listening to Steely Dan. He's fine." but today would not be the day. That's for sure, because even the vehicle can overheat. So that's a good point. Tell me what you've been telling me about used car prices. They really are still incredible as to what used cars are bringing, right?
Well, that's true. And, you know, with the shortage of the new, a lot of our pre-owned vehicles, 1-, 2-, 3-year-olds, would come in on trade on that new model. And we just unfortunately didn't see that over the last couple of years. So in return, the shortage became the used vehicles. So we got Kirby and the staff going all over the auctions and also buying what we call street buying, buying right off the public. And that's helped us a lot. But we've seen maybe a 3% decrease just recently in used vehicles. And I don't know if that's because we've had a little bit of an increase in the interest rates, Scott.
But nothing breaking loose on the new car side yet?
Not yet. You know, we used to carry about 125 to 150 new vehicles, and we get excited when just a couple of trucks come in. So I just returned back from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, where the Chevy dealership there had only 6, and next door to them, the GMC Buick dealership had 3. So it's not just us, it's all over the country.
If folks want to sell their used vehicle to you, and I've heard stories about the fact that you're paying $1,000, sometimes $1,500 more than comparable dealers in some of the big cities in North Dakota, so this is worth going through the process, WillistonAuto.com. You put the VIN number right there, and it starts, or tell us what they can do to connect with Kirby and the crew at Williston Auto to get that used vehicle appraised.
Well, of course, we love for people to stop by. We're at 1801 Second Ave West in Williston, or give us a call at 701-577-2927.
One more time, 577-2927. Ask for Kirby, and I've seen real examples of this where considerably more. So they're aggressive about buying those used vehicles. Might lower that payment. It might, eliminate the payment altogether, pay things off, get then the used car selection with lots of vehicles that have the low mileage. So it's worth it. WillistonAuto.com or call them at 577-2927, 701-577-2927. All right, my good man, thanks for telling us a little bit about that. Fascinating info and good tip on this hot weather, too. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Drew from Williston Auto. Good folks there. Really good folks. Enjoyed our conversations on that as well. Texter says, Alice is kind of creating a fair amount of traffic on the text line, fellas. Does that surprise anybody? Sounds to me like Alice went down the rabbit hole, the Democratic rabbit hole. Da-da-boom, bada-boom. Alice and change, and now we got Alice going down the rabbit hole.
Oh, Alice.
Somebody wants Brewer as a guest someday. Think we can book the somebody had to say it guy?
We could try. Yeah, he's awesome.
That'd be awesome.
He's hilarious.
No kidding.
All right. I love it. By the way, tomorrow we'll be in Trenton, North Dakota. Wednesday, Newtown, North Dakota for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest Fishing Derby. And Thursday, we'll be in White Shield, North Dakota. Take these in. If you're looking for us, I'm going to tell you three names you want to look for their booths. This is where they'll have the best barbecue you can imagine. Go Wireline, Enbridge, and Ballon Valves. Okay, look for those three folks. And the Ballon folks always do a bang-up job. Incredible. So Ballon, Go Wireline, Enbridge, those booths in either Trenton or White Shield for Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. See you there, friends.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Sussman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
800-291-3000.